now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Well said. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Hey, take us along for the ride each and every day, and we have the affiliates that back it up, and they love us. We love them back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the platforms, the devices, the various different ways you can get not only this show but all the terrific programming here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And whether you're heading to work, to the beach, to the park, wherever you are going, you can grab this show, and that's really what matters. Joe, would you explain it to the people on how they can go about doing it?
I sure will, Bob. You got those devices? There are a myriad of ways to take advantage and get the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, not the least of which is the award-winning website of Sports Byline. It's called sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to listen to all the doings on the network as they happen. And if you miss anything, go to our homepage. There's a wealth of archived interviews you can check out. They're separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to just about any device you can think of. Maybe a few you can't. Be they Android, be they Apple, be they Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, it's a versatile app that you can download to any device you can think of, be they Apple, be they Android, or be they Windows-based. Or you can also go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's, of course, Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day.
Indeed. Happy and proud to be a part of the equation. We are very, very happy.
Well, Bob, on the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down here on a big Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Let's set her up and knock her down, my friend.
We got a huge show in front of us today, Bob. Obviously, we're going to start with a little bit of NFL as the quarterback carousel, even at this late juncture, continues to spin. We got one in, we got one out. We'll talk about that for most of hour one. At 40 after hour number one, Will Gray from the Golf Channel joins us. We'll talk all things PGA Championship as they're in Baltusrol in balmy New Jersey, right outside of New York City here. And the PGA always one of the fun majors, and it's the last of the majors. It's usually the one that scores the best. This year, probably not going to be the case with what happened at the Open Championship. But we'll talk all things PGA Championship with Will Gray from the Golf Channel at 40 after hour number one. That's 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. We'll mix it up a little bit. Any remaining football, dive into some Major League Baseball as the trade deadline continues to rapidly get closer and closer. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we'll be joined by legendary boxing manager and promoter Jackie Callen. And we'll preview the huge boxing card that's going to take place this Saturday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. You can watch it on the Showtime family of networks starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Showtime Extreme, 9 p.m. Eastern time on Showtime. The main event is WBA featherweight championship matchup between Leo Santa Cruz and top contender Carl Frampton, and it should be an outstanding matchup, Bob. So that's where we're going to take you over the next 2 hours. It should be one hell of a journey.
No, I thought you was Peter Frampton. I thought we were getting a doubleheader, a boxing card and a concert.
No concert.
Ah, okay. I'm still going.
There you go. Now, it's going to be some card. It's going to be a great card, you know, out at the Barclays Center. And we'll, you know, talk about the main event a lot, and then we'll work our way down what really is a stacked card. And the proof of that is Showtime showing that much of the undercard on Showtime Extreme at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So it really is a stacked card full of championship caliber and world-class fighters, and we'll go through it all with one of the legendary personalities in boxing, and that's Jackie Callen. Again, that's 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. But the place we have to go is Florham Park, New Jersey. And in time you go to Florham Park, New Jersey, you talk about the New York Jets. They sign Ryan Fitzpatrick to a one-year, $12 million deal. And if the Jets, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, if they win Super Bowl 51, Ryan Fitzpatrick will get another $3 million in bonuses and make $15 million. The $12 million deal is fully guaranteed. It's a one-year deal. And after that, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a free agent once again.
And he can go back to doing the same thing that he did this time around. And I'm
what,
interested.
Eat?
I'm sorry, what?
I said what, eat?
Yeah, well, yeah, he looks a little beefy. But
you know what they say, Bob?
Idle hands.
The camera adds 10 pounds. My question is, Well, how many cameras are fixed on you? Because you look like you added about 40.
Yeah, well, the wide-angle lens, you know. It, you look like you're at the circus. Nobody won here, Joe. I mean, Jets.
I think Ryan Fitzpatrick won. He got his money.
Well, he got 1 year is what he got when he had.
Yeah, but he got $12 million.
Well, he also had a 3-year, $10 million offer sitting out there that, you know, at least a pretty good chunk of it would have been guaranteed. He's back out on the market next year with the possibility of, you know, injury or not having a good year or whatever the circumstances are. And perhaps his value at that point is not as high because he'll be a 34-year-old free agent. I mean, up top, yeah, he got $12 million worth of guaranteed money. And so that's a win. But he didn't get the 3-year deal that he was looking for. The Jets did not cave as far as that aspect of it went because they didn't tie up long-term money with him in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, for all the people that are looking at this as he won, I disagree. It could have come to a very different situation had his demands and his asking price been a little bit different. And it was the last possible second. And as we're fond of saying, now that he's all bloated and out of shape, let's see how fast he gets hurt in training camp.
Well, that's a big factor. But, you know, when you look at this in many ways, I think Fitzpatrick won. And I think the Jets classically blinked here. When you looked at some of the 3-year deals that were being floated out there by the Jets earlier on in this process, all the guarantees were early and the guaranteed dollars were less than what there was here. Really, in essence, any of those longer term deals were all favorable to the Jets in the back 2 years and very unfavorable to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Basically, what they were doing is saying, well, if our guys don't develop in a timely fashion, we'll keep you around on the cheap. We gave you all the guaranteed money early. If our guys do develop, we'll cut you and you'll get nothing anyway. What happened here, Fitzpatrick was like, no. You're not getting the better of me. He got all that guaranteed money up front, and now there's no way the Jets can keep him after year one on the cheap. So you got $12 million up front for a mediocre quarterback like Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's a pretty darn good deal when you consider there was nobody else sniffing around Ryan Fitzpatrick. He won for one simple reason. If the Jets didn't sign him, he's sitting on his couch right now. Nobody else was interested in Ryan Fitzpatrick at that price, and the Jets, in essence, got into a bidding war against themselves. That's why they won. I mean, it's not really a big deal in the big picture of things for one reason. They didn't tie up any long-term money.
Right.
And they can move on from Fitzpatrick this year if Christian Hackenberg or Bryce Petty develop going forward. They don't have to worry about that. That's number one. And number two, at this late juncture anyway, whatever money they tied up in Fitzpatrick, whether it was $7.5 million all guaranteed or $12 million all guaranteed, that extra money, it's all good for Fitzpatrick. It wasn't like the Jets were going to have anything to do with it anyway. Who are they going to go spend it on at this late juncture anyway? So it really doesn't make all that much of a difference in this case who won. Ultimately, at the end of the day for the Jets, they now find themselves, I guess, for lack of a better word, at full strength. You know, they have their quarterback back from last year. They have all their skill position weapons back from last year as far as the receiver core. They've made some changes and tweaks to the running back core that they think will make it better and more versatile. You know, they've tweaked the offensive line. They think that'll be better. So as far as their offense, everything comes back that was pivotal to them last year, and they make a few upgrades in their mind. So from that standpoint, it's a win for the Jets. From the dollars and cents and kind of getting his way on the deal and not being locked up in later years with no guarantees, Fitzpatrick gets the win. At the end of the day, that part really doesn't matter because the extra money was not something the Jets could really use anyway.
Right.
But your offense is back at full strength. You got a quarterback there that knows the system. And now you're ready to go and try and win some football games. I don't know how it's going to translate when you consider the time that Fitzpatrick missed with his teammates, a lot of the OTA stuff. And for a guy that knows this offense as well as he does, has already played with these guys, I don't know how big a difference that is.
No.
What I am under the impression is an issue, however, is in this day and age, you don't come to camp to play yourself in shape. And it's abundantly clear during the offseason, he wasn't sure if he was going to be playing, and he didn't work out very hard, and he didn't keep himself in very good shape. He looks like he put on legitimately 20 or 30 pounds that he's going to have to work off in camp. You talked about the chance of injury. He's a quarterback. Quarterbacks get injured by getting hit, so I don't know that that's the issue. I just don't know how effective he's going to be second year in the system and coming in out of shape. And I guess that's where we'll pick it up on the other side, Bob. A fat, out-of-shape quarterback coming in and having to work himself into shape in training camp, which is not something that's done anymore in 2016. It's a 12-month-a-year job. These guys are supposed to come to work in shape and ready to go, and Fitzpatrick doesn't appear to be. We'll talk about that next and the chances for the Jets on the other side. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Before we went to break, we're talking about, Ryan Fitzpatrick and his ability to get himself into shape in camp, which they don't do these days. And you're 100% right about that, Joe. But him being a quarterback, they're not going to get hurt unless it's a hamstring or something along those lines in the course of working out. And he'll have the opportunity to do it. I'm not worried about the time away, as you brought up, just because of the fact that he's been around these guys. He knows the system as well as anybody, and he's comfortable and in sync with his receivers. So that aspect of it, I'm not really worried about. It just shows, how do you put it? I don't want to say a lack of leadership, because that's not the case. He got his. He's going to be welcomed back by his teammates, but there's opportunity here. And I guess I would be more comfortable had he been participating in the OTAs. And now with everything that's gone down, with Brady's going to be gone for four games, and who knows what's going to happen up in Buffalo, and Miami looks like they're going to have a down year. This is truly an opportunity for the Jets, and I hope, at least for a Jet fan perspective, that he's able to hit the ground running, nothing untoward happens towards him, yeah. And they're able to get off to a fast start, because, you know, truthfully, they should have been in the playoffs last year, albeit for a really bad game that he had against Buffalo. And he has something to prove. So get it done. And you know, to me, one of the big losers out of all of this is Geno Smith.
Well, he may end up being unemployed because they'll now have one too many quarterbacks. I don't know how they can keep them all on the roster. He's going to fight for his roster spot, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously Christian Hackenberg, the developmental project, they're hoping he'd be ready to hit the ground running in 2017. And I really hope that Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't hit the ground running, because if he does, the rumble may be felt all the way to Long Island from Florham Park based on looking at his physique. Yeah. Big boy this day. I mean, like I said, only thing bigger than his beard right now is his belly, and that's not good. But that said, Geno's probably going to end up getting cut somewhere along the way. You keep the cheaper alternative in Bryce Petty, and you see what the two young guys have. Obviously, Hackenberg's nowhere near ready to play. He's going to be a developmental guy. And then Bryce Petty's going to be your backup for better or worse, and Geno's probably on his way out the door, save a couple of bucks. So for the Jets, they feel that they're in the best position they possibly can be to win. And bringing back Fitzpatrick that at this late juncture, that's probably the case. I could make the case, and I think I made it a bunch of times on this show throughout the offseason, that there were comparable, far cheaper alternatives that the Jets liked that were willing to come to work earlier than this, that I probably would have jumped on, taken the savings in money, and fortified another spot or two with some, you know, some borderline starter role player type guys that could have helped my team, whether it be in depth or whether it be guys I plug into the starting lineup somewhere. And the guy I point to really is Brian Hoyer. I know this Jet staff, before they signed Fitzpatrick before last season, you know, kicked the tires on Hoyer and liked him an awful lot. And it ended up working out where he went to Houston, and Ryan Fitzpatrick came to New York. There was an opportunity to sign Hoyer, who basically signed a $2 million one-year deal to go back up Jay Cutler in Chicago. And once he was off the market, there really were no other viable options for the Jets that they were comfortable with. But I'd much rather have had, I got to be honest with you, even not knowing the system and everything else, they're basically very comparable quarterbacks. I'd have much rather had Hoyer at $2 million
right
than Fitzpatrick at 12, because I can take that 10 million bucks and I can go do some things to this roster that might have helped me in my battle against the Patriots and the Bills and the Miami Dolphins. And they just didn't decide to do that. And ultimately they decided, you know, in this standoff between Fitzpatrick and the Jets, Mike McKagan decided, I can't win with Geno Smith. So Fitzpatrick doesn't want any length on this deal without some guarantees after year one. We really don't want him around after year one. That's our grand plan. So I guess we'll have to kick up the money and give him all the guarantee. You know, we'll give him all the guarantee. All our guaranteed money is going to be in year one anyway. We're just going to have to give out more of it than we want. So just from that issue, I think the Jets would have been better served, say, going after Hoyer specifically. They didn't go in that direction, and now Ryan Fitzpatrick is back off of statistically his career best year. Realities are the 31 touchdowns and 15 interceptions don't really tell the story on Ryan Fitzpatrick. This idea that he's going to come in some way and be the savior, he's not. The outlying numbers tell a different story. The 2-1 touchdown interception ratio, that's good. The 31 TDs, which is a team record and 10th in the league, good. Interception's a little high, 5th in the league, but the 2-1 ratio is good. The passer rating, not so good, 88, 24th in the league. Completion percentage, south of 60%, 29th in the league. Yards per attempt, 6.9, 27th in the league. So really, when you look at the outlying numbers beyond touchdowns and interceptions, he was what we always thought he was. A borderline starter at best, probably best served being that real good backup for you. And, you know, I read some things from a couple of guys, whether it be Ron Jaworski and a couple of other guys that watch tape, that, and their job is basically to sit down and watch these the tapes on these guys. And every account of guys watching every play of Ryan Fitzpatrick last year was that he was a bottom third starter in this league who was helped tremendously by two very, very good receivers. And that's the realities of the situation. So I don't know how much they're going to build upon this success. And their schedule's killer.
Yep.
You know, you're talking about, oh, there's an opportunity here with New England being without Brady for the first four games. The opportunity isn't very good. They're going to host Cincinnati. They're going to be at Buffalo. They're going to be at Kansas City. They're going to host Seattle. They're going to be at Pittsburgh. They're going to be at Arizona. They're going to host Baltimore. That's their schedule through October 23rd. They're probably a favorite in no more than one of those games. I mean, they could realistically out of those, and I don't like to do the win-loss, win-win-win thing, but through their first seven games, there's a real good chance that they're 2-5, 1-6, and they're already moving on with their season because the beginning of their season is absolutely murderous, and the rest of their schedule don't get that much easier.
Well, they were close to a playoff team last year and probably should have been. So, you know, and as you said, we don't play that game. And the coaches certainly don't play that game. They're not going in thinking, oh, well, we're going to lose this one. We're going to win that one. They just want to be at the full strength that they can possibly be and go to war with these guys. What I'm talking about opportunity is within their own division when they're sizing things up. They have an opportunity for the first time in a long time to make some hay within that division. And so with him behind center, and look, I agree with all the stats you threw out there, but he gives them the best opportunity to win. And ultimately, that's all that matters. So they made the move that they decided they needed to do. They're not locked up long term. As you said, either Christian Hackenberg or Bryce Petty next year, and we'll go to war with those guys depending on how far along they come. And Geno Smith is going to end up being the odd man out. And he'll find a job somewhere as a backup. But his time with the Jets is probably done. And they will move on from him. They obviously didn't feel comfortable enough to not blink on Fitzpatrick and go into the season with Geno Smith. So for all intents and purposes, his tenure with the Jets is more than likely over.
That's what this ultimately boils down to. A lot of people thought, well, you know, based on the tough schedule, maybe they're not going to make the playoffs and all these other things. And the situation that was presenting itself, a lot of people thought, hey, they'll be comfortable with Geno Smith, and better or worse, they'll go to war with Geno Smith. They said all the right things during the offseason about Geno Smith, but the reality is blinking at that last minute tells me one thing, and it's what you just said. They were not comfortable going forward with Geno Smith, which means he will be the odd man out. He's the guy that's going to get cut. They do think this is their best chance to win. Based on how they set themselves up this offseason, it was their best chance to win. Let's be fair about it. You know, once you pass on Hoyer or some of the other suspect quarterbacks that are out there at this late juncture, Ryan Fitzpatrick's the best fit. He knows your system. He plays his best ball under Chan Gailey. The guys want him there. All those other things. Is it an optimal situation doing it at this late hour and him coming in fat? Probably not. But we'll see where it takes them. Is the fact that their schedule's brutal early a great situation? No. But we'll see where it takes them. As we often say, you know, what happened last year maybe is not an indication of what happens this year. On paper, it looks like a brutal schedule. A lot changes. It's why we don't do much of the win-loss, win-win-win thing and doom people's seasons before they start. It's a talented Jet group. They're not without their flaws. They have their core pieces back all the way around. Now let's see what happens. I have a funny feeling Ryan Fitzpatrick disappoints people for a number of reasons, not the least of which is he didn't come in football shape and he didn't show much commitment to this team. I got a funny feeling that coupled with that brutal schedule, going to make for a long year in Jetland. Going to be a little bit of a reboot here before they move forward in 2017.
Yeah, I could definitely see that as a possibility. The other aspect of that is just he's not that good. in shape, not shape, whatever. He's a bottom third quarterback, and you don't have ultimate success with bottom third quarterbacks except in the rarest of occasions.
See, everything else has to be perfect, and everything else is not perfect. Well, let's go to the links. Talk a little golf. PGA Championship. Will Gray from the Golf Channel joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better, and I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can receive 5% off at lowesforpros.com or 10% off with your Lowe's business credit card on purchases July 29th through August 7th. Visit lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid 7/29 through 8/7. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out in the West Coast. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Will Gray from the Golf Channel. PGA is in Baltusrol in New Jersey, and he joins us here on the Attack to talk about it. Morning, Will. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Great to be with you guys.
Well, appreciate you coming on this morning, and Baltusrol is an interesting course. Why don't you explain that to our listeners, and then we'll dive into the tournament itself.
Yeah, it's kind of an old-school layout. This is the first time the PGA has been at Baltusrol since
Phil Mickelson won back in 2005. But it's very much just what you see is what you get. There's no quirky trouble. There's no tricks to it. It's just a difficult course that's laid out right in front of you. It's an interesting layout in that it's par 34 in the front and par 36 in the back. So the guys that tee off on the first hole are going to play 16 straight holes before they see a par 5, and then they're going to end with two par 5s in a row in holes 17 and 18, which are both very difficult holes.
Yeah. Well said, and it's going to be something that's pivotal to the tournament, how those players do on those par 5s at the back. But I want to talk about something else that may be pivotal. Baltusrol's in New Jersey, New York metropolitan area. Weather's been hot, fairly dry over the last week. What's the weather going to mean for this weekend as it relates to these golfers and how they're going to score this weekend?
Yeah, I think we're going to see some changes. Yesterday, the PGA of America officials had their press conference, and they described the Friday forecast optimistically as a 30% chance of sunshine. So today should be good, and it looks like tomorrow it's going to dump. And that is going to change the course a little bit. It's going to soften things up. It's going to jostle around some tee times probably, because I don't think that they're going to be able to get all 36 holes in tomorrow before it rains. But we'll have to see. I mean, weather forecasts are right sometimes and wrong other times. But it is definitely much hotter than usual in this part of the country right now, as it is in several parts of the country. But this course currently is firm and fast. I think that's probably going to change the next couple of days.
Well, you mentioned Phil. His game has been looking good. Came up a little bit short across the pond, but I would imagine he has to go in as one of the favorites on this course.
Yeah, for sure, if for no other reason than the good memories that he has from his victory in 2005. But as you mentioned, he played lights out at Royal Troon, and you know, if Henrik Stenson isn't walking around that course, he wins by a mile. But that's just kind of how it goes. It's interesting that Phil Mickelson changed his swing coach back in November, and everyone was kind of apprehensive. They weren't sure what to expect. He's turned 46 this year, and all of a sudden, he's having a resurgent year. He hasn't won yet. He hasn't won in over 3 years, but he came close at the Open. He came close at Pebble Beach and a couple other tournaments earlier in the year, and he just seems to be walking around with that confidence and that swagger that we've seen so often in previous years from Phil Mickelson. So it certainly would not surprise me or anyone else if his name is once again on the leaderboard this week.
You know, I'm sorry, Joe, let me just throw this in there. One thing about Phil, and this is something that Joe and I have discussed and brought up, it for the off-course distractions with him, we saw it early in his career with the health of his wife, but now what's gone on with him with the stock things and insider stuff and $1 million fine that he paid, it doesn't seem to change his focus on the golf course.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, the FBI investigation and things like that popped up 2 or 3 years ago. At the Memorial Tournament, I remember he had to make some comments, but it really does not seem to affect him. I think that he got a little bit of a sense of relief once it reached a conclusion a couple months ago, and he was able to just stroke the check and put it behind him. But I agree, it's not something that is necessarily dogging him on the course, and it's an issue that might pop up 2 or 3 times during the year in terms of media people asking him about it and having to get some reaction from it. But certainly I don't expect anyone to ask him about stock trades this week at the PGA Championship, and he's able to focus on what he has to do between the ropes.
That's the voice of the Golf Channel's Will Gray joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. We always talk about horses for courses when we talk about golf tournaments. There are just some players that are made for certain types of golf courses, and that always makes them a favorite going into the week. We talked about Phil. He likes Baltusrol. He won back in, I think it was 2005, on this very course, in this very tournament. That said, who are some of the other horses for courses, on this golf course, be it dry or be it rainy? Give us some idea who may play this course best, depending on how it sets up.
Yeah, I think that as long as Dustin Johnson has a 340-yard power fade working off the tee, he's going to be a horse for pretty much any course on the planet. He's playing lights out right now. It doesn't matter if it's a links course or a PGA Championship course like this. He is definitely a guy to watch. He has not slowed down since getting that breakthrough victory at the U.S. Open at Oakmont last month. So he's going to be on the short list, as is Rory McIlroy. Everyone seems to be forgetting about Rory and all the talk about DJ and Jason Day and Spieth. But Rory McIlroy has 4 major titles. He's won this tournament twice in the last 5 years, looking for PGA title number 3 this week. And his record in this event particularly, even though it moves around from venue to venue, is pretty stellar. If you're talking about Baltusrol specifically and kind of the layout, I would look at a guy like Jason Duffner. He won at Oak Hill back in 2013, kind of a sleeper But that's a very similar course to what they're going to face this week, where there's really a premium on accurate iron approaches and hitting a lot of greens, because you're not going to be able to scramble the entire week around on these greens.
You know, you mentioned Jordan Spieth and in some of the interviews leading up to this tournament. He was talking about the fact that it is getting inside his head a little bit, the fact that people are coming at him and talking about the quote-unquote disappointing season that he's had. Yet he's won a couple of times. He just hasn't won a major. His fellow players kind of came to his defense a little bit and said, hey, you know, the kid's only 23 years old. Give him a break here. He's got a bright future in front of him. But it does seem to be inside his head a little bit going into this final major.
I definitely think it's inside his head. And I think part of it is that it's so tantalizing that the narrative of Jordan Spieth's season will be so different if he didn't chunk a wedge on the 12th hole at Augusta. If he's coming into this week with three wins and a major, there's no question that, you know, no one's saying anything about a disappointment. He's simply, you know, rolling right along. And he, in all likelihood, standing on that 12th tee at Augusta, he should have won that golf tournament, but he didn't. And so now he has two wins and no majors, and he's kind of chasing the likes of DJ and Jason Day. You know, it's tough for me. I think you can't have it both ways. He spent the entire year last year, and rightfully so, being lauded for his accomplishments, winning five times, winning two majors. But then when we're on the flip side of the coin, you're going to get questions about the other stuff, when your irons are not as sharp and your short game stats are not quite as to the level that they were back in 2015. So, you know, no one's saying that Jordan Spieth is a hacker, but they are saying, I think accurately, that he just hasn't lived up to the expectation that he set for himself after last year's incredible campaign.
Well, Will, there's a couple of dark horses. One that you pointed out on your Twitter account, Steve Stricker, 21 straight major cuts made, and seems to play particularly well at the PGA. I'm not saying he necessarily wins it, and I don't think you are either, but we know he's going to be around for the weekend, and somehow he'll be one of those guys that's going to be prominently featured on TV come Sunday. You thinking the same thing?
Yeah, I definitely think that if you're putting together a list of sleepers, Steve Stricker has to be included. I mean, it's a remarkable streak. He hasn't missed a cut in a major since the PGA Championship back in 2009. Think of how many marquee players would love to have that credential attached to their name. He's just so consistent. And you know, he had injuries, and he's 49 years old, so he hasn't been playing a full schedule for the last couple of years. But all of a sudden, he qualifies for the British Open. He plays well, finishes fourth. That gets him in both the PGA, and he's also in the Masters next spring. And all of a sudden, Steve Stricker is a name that we're talking about as a potential Ryder Cup pick at age 49. I think if he plays well this week, which, as you mentioned, he's been top 30 at this event every year since 2010. If he puts together another top 10, top 20 performance, it would not surprise me at all to see his name really kind of get some steam when we're talking about who Davis Love III is going to select to round out the U.S. Ryder Cup squad at Hazeltine at the end of September.
Yeah, you mentioned the Ryder Cup implications, and they are big in this tournament. But I do want to spotlight another dark horse. He's a big hitter, Tony Finau. I mean, he's 100-1, but boy, he can crank the golf ball. Talk about his chances a little bit, and if you kind of like him to be, you know, in the hunt on Sunday.
Definitely think that Tony Finau has the chops to contend this week. He finished tied for 10th at this event last year. He got his first PGA Tour victory earlier this year at the Puerto Rico Open, so he has status for a couple years in the PGA Tour. That's kind of given him some extra confidence, and we've seen him play really well. Even though he hasn't gotten a lot of starts in majors, he's done a lot with those starts. He's played in four in his career. Three times he's finished tied for 18th or better, including, as I said, last year at Whistling Straits, and he played well just 2 weeks ago at the Open Championship at Royal Troon. This is a long course for a par 70, and Tony Finau is one of the longest hitters on the PGA Tour. He can go pound for pound with Dustin Johnson off the tee, and few golfers are able to say that. So the driver is going to be there. If the short game cooperates as it has over the last few months, I definitely think that there's some value at 100-1, or if you're looking for a sleeper to round out your fantasy lineup, Tony Finau is a good choice.
There's a new phenomenon on the golf world, and his nickname is Meat. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, Beef Johnston. He's a very interesting Englishman. I had the chance to actually have dinner with him and wrote a profile for GolfChannel.com last month at the WGC Bridgestone Invitational in Akron. We went to a steakhouse in Akron, and he polished off a 32-ounce tomahawk. So Beef likes the beef, for sure. It was great, but he's just such a refreshing breath of fresh air. He's 27 years old. He got his first European Tour victory earlier this year in Spain. That has afforded him a lot of opportunities on the world stage. He played well at the Open Championship, and he's just a happy-go-lucky, smiling kind of guy. He's got the bushy beard, so he's very recognizable. He's got a beef sponsorship now with Arby's that he signed this week in Manhattan. So he's living it up. He's really soaking in all the attention from the fans and the media as well. But it's a very good story and a refreshing one.
Well, you talk about Beef Johnson. You mentioned the Arby's sponsorship, Will. Does that mean he stays on this side of the pond and starts playing in our PGA Tour events, or is he mostly going to be on the European PGA Tour? What's the future for Beef Johnson? Which side of the pond does he focus his energies on?
I think he's still trying to figure that out. This is certainly a rush of attention in the last 3 or 4 weeks that it's come on pretty quick, and there's a lot to take in. I spoke to his agent yesterday at the Baltusrol Media Center, and he said that they've got some opportunities coming up that they're probably going to turn down in order to focus on the European Tour through the end of 2016. I think this is probably going to be the last tournament that he plays for the next few months in the U.S. He's going to go back to Europe. But in terms of next season, remember, the golf calendar works on that wraparound schedule where we go from October to September. So once you get into the fall or into the spring of 2017, I would definitely expect to see Beef accepting some sponsor invites on the PGA Tour. And if he's currently, I think, 88th in the world ranking. If he gets into the top 50 by the end of this year, that's going to get him in the Masters. That gets him in all the majors, all the WGC events. So that would certainly unlock several more playing opportunities. But at the very least, come next spring, I think Beef's going to be back on this side of the pond at least a couple times.
You know, it was interesting, the coverage of the British Open. One of the commentators immediately on the first tee said, well, we're going to find out whether he's in over his head and whether or not he can handle the spotlight. From all indications, and granted it's an early sample, he's got his head on right, and you hung out with him. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, he definitely, you know, has his priorities in place. He doesn't take the golf too seriously. He's certainly very talented, and I feel like the talent is finally, the scores are finally catching up to the talent this year. But he's in the situation where he feels like he's playing with house money. I mean, these are opportunities that he never thought he was going to have 4 or 5 months ago before he got that victory in Spain. And so he says, you know, what do I have to lose? He went out to a qualifier and qualified for the U.S. Open and then made it into the Open and now the PGA. So this is all just, you know, a house money opportunity, and he's taking it in stride for sure.
Real quick, before we let you go, a little under a minute left, how do you see it all shaking out at the end of, this thing on Sunday night? Who's hoisting the championship trophy when it's all said and done?
Yeah, we've had three straight majors, actually four going back to Jason Day's win last year, that have been won by first-time major winners. I think that streak comes to an end this week. I think you see someone who has already won a major win this event, and I still have my eye on Rory McIlroy. I think that he is a little bit upset, for lack of a better word, about the attention that other golfers are getting. He is the one sitting there with four major titles. He plays so well at this event. If he's striking the ball well and if he's making the putts, I think McIlroy gets his third PGA win in the last 5 years and puts his name back in the conversation among the elite players.
In like 5 seconds, any idea who's with him in that final pairing on Sunday?
How about Rory DJ? Wouldn't that be good, huh?
Works for me. Will, yeah. Thanks so much for a few, man. We really do appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend and have fun covering the PGA Championship. Sounds like it's going to be a barn burner. Thanks so much.
No problem. Good talking to you guys.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Will Gray from the Golf Channel joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a big hour one, and then we'll take a peek ahead to hour two as well. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
Very good question. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Will was great, Joe.
I know. That's why I brought him on.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's terrific. He knows his stuff. He gives you incredible insight and you know, he's got great access working for the Golf Channel. He does some terrific work, and he's one of the best and brightest in the business. What?
I said if I could reach you, I'd smack you in the head now.
Right back at you. That said, terrific stuff, terrific insight. I think it's going to be a lot of fun at Baltusrol. You know, right outside of New York City. It's in New Jersey. Going to be hot and steamy today. Rain should cool things down tomorrow, soften up that course, give these guys a chance to score some reasonable numbers.
Yeah,
it'll be a fun tournament.
Yeah, ultimately that's what it's going to come down to. You know, if the rain cooperates a little bit and softens it, it'll be fun. If not, going to be interesting.
Well, one thing, if you hit it long and straight, you got a chance here because this is all about long and straight with very few tricks. So if you like to see the big hitters, if you think the long ball's sexy, this is the right tournament for you. The PGA's always been like that. But it was a great hour one, Bob. And, you know, we talked some NFL. We talked some PGA Championship. In hour two, we're going to talk some more NFL, get some Major League Baseball in there, and then we're going to talk some boxing. But right now, we got to step aside here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But very shortly, Bob and I will be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Let me tell you, it was tough because Hillary was tough. I was worn out. She was doing everything I was doing, but just like Ginger Rogers, it was backwards in heels.
First, you compliment your candidate, and then you slam the other candidate twice.
He calls himself a business guy, which is true, but I have to say I know plenty of businessmen and women who've achieved remarkable success without leaving a trail of lawsuits and unpaid workers and people feeling like they got cheated. Does anyone really believe that a guy who spent his 70 years on this earth showing no regard for working people is suddenly going to be your champion, your voice? Hey, if so, you should vote for him.
All in all, on the president's speech, he knows what his people want to hear. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
It was the night in the spotlight for the vice presidential nominee. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says Hillary Clinton is ready to build on the legacy of her husband and President Barack Obama.
Bill built a bridge into the 21st century, and Barack gave us hope. And now Hillary is ready. She's ready to fight. She's ready to win. And she is ready to lead.
He said he and the secretary have the same beliefs.
We share this basic belief. It's simple. Do all the good you can and serve one another.
Senator, don't forget your Trump slam.
We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. Believe me. We're going to destroy ISIS so fast. Believe me. There's nothing suspicious in my tax returns. Believe me.
Our day four coverage of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia will be hosted by our senior correspondent, Jason Wirt. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Yesterday afternoon, Washington, D.C.'s Union Station was being evacuated after reports of a bomb threat. Emergency crews were on the scene, and scores of people were rushing out of the nation's busiest train terminals. Commuter rail services to Maryland and Virginia reported that all trains were being held at the station, but the metro trains were still stopping at all stations. Homeland Security is still on the scene. It's been 35 years since President Ronald Reagan and others were shot at a hotel in Washington, D.C., and their attempted killer is going to be freed on August the 6th.
If Mr. Hinckley doesn't take his medication, and no one will know whether he does or doesn't accept over a 30-day period, he could lapse into psychosis. He could do something at any time. Psychiatry is as much an art as it is a science.
We asked former U.S. Attorney Joseph DeGeneva.
I think it's regrettable. I mean, my own personal opinion is no one who ever tries to nullify a national election with a bullet should ever be released from any type of confinement. But unfortunately, that's not the law.
Believe it or not, footballs are flying. The Washington Redskins officially opened training camp yesterday in Richmond, Virginia. Coach Jay Gruden realizes the heat will be an issue.
You know, I'll have to wait and see. I might have to cut some periods. You know, if it gets too hot, maybe change the practice to the morning, flop our walkthrough in our afternoon practice.
Rod Williams-Stoll, USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, we have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love over the course of our encounters. They love us right back, and of course, we are all about radio on the go. Platforms, devices, various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Joe, would you explain it to our great listeners?
I sure will, Bob. So many ways you can take Sports Byline with you via your devices, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with everything that happens on the network in real time, and also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, perhaps maybe even a few you can't. Be they Android, be they Apple, or be they Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. All there for the taking at iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing with TuneIn Radio. Also one of those versatile apps. You can download it to an Android device, an Apple-based device, or a Windows-based device, or simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, they have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline as well, and a coveted Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. All that on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
It is certainly most important to us, and if we're giving you a little bit of taste of home, we're happy and proud to be a part of it.
On the other side, quickly set the table for big hour number two and start hit the ground running. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off hour two right after this.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
And now, today's General Steel building tip.
Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the costs with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Let's set the table for this hour two buffet known as the Spano and Black Attack, my friend.
Well, we got some more football to get to. Again, we got to get to part two of the quarterback carousel. We hit part one talking Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now we got to talk Nick Foles. As time permits, maybe we'll address all the latest rumors going on around Major League Baseball as trade deadline quickly approaches. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we talk to the lovely and talented Jackie Callen. She's boxing manager extraordinaire and a trailblazer within the sport of boxing. And she's going to help us, like only she can, preview Santa Cruz, Frampton, and the rest of that huge card from the Barclays Center on Saturday night.
Well, have fun with it. But as you said, back to the National Football League, Nick Foles gets his wanted release from the Rams, and now he is out there in the market and probably will be for a little while, I would think, Joe, until the quarterback gets injured, and then he'll have an opportunity to get another contract.
Well, here's what I'll say about Nick Foles. There's not a ton of places where he's likely to go. But there are a couple of logical landing spots where he'd be a good fit, and I could see him going there fairly quickly so he could learn their system. You know, I've heard the talk of the Broncos. That's not going to happen. They have enough mediocre quarterbacks there, and I don't know that you can have a three-way competition for a quarterback position in the NFL. They already have Mark Sanchez there. I don't think he's a great fit for what they want in that they want a quarterback to manage the game and not turn over the football. Well, Mark Sanchez's specialty is turning over the football. That said, I think when it's all said and done in Denver, and I'm far from the first guy to say this, Trevor Siemian's going to end up being a quarterback there this year. I can't say I've seen Trevor Siemian. I don't follow the Broncos that kind of close where I'm at practice and I know, but a lot of people I've talked to that are at practice every day, and then there's those that talk to people that are at practice every day. The Broncos have seen every one of his snaps in practice, and they love Trevor Siemian. And if Mark Sanchez doesn't get off to a real good start and Denver on the wrong side of a couple of games and he throws a bunch of interceptions, I don't think they're going to be afraid to stick Trevor Siemian in a game. And I think once they do, they may not look back until Paxton Lynch is ready a year or two down the road. That said, I don't think Foles is a good fit for Denver. I don't see any of the teams. There's no team that's going to bring him in as their starter at this late juncture.
No.
I think where he fits is as a backup. So to me, a couple of places where he obviously fits. The Cowboys again this offseason, yes, they drafted a quarterback in Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's a developmental quarterback. If Tony Romo were to get hurt this year, Dak Prescott's not stepping in and taking the reins, not if they expect to have any success. And again, Kellen Moore, he's not the answer, much like none of the guys they had there were the answer last year. So I would think Nick Foles would be a great fit for the Cowboys. He'd also probably be a great fit for, say, the Kansas City Chiefs, who lost their backup quarterback in Chase Daniel to the Philadelphia Eagles. And they really don't have an experienced backup. So those are two places just off the top of my head where I could see Nick Foles going quickly so that he could learn the system. He'll put the baseball cap and the clipboard on, put the baseball cap on and hold the clipboard. And if the starters in those two spots were to go down, the entire season is not flushed down the toilet.
I have a tendency to agree with that. He's certainly, as you said, not going to start for anybody, certainly at this late date. There are limited backup jobs available. Most teams are set with their backup quarterbacks. There's a lot of mediocre quarterbacks in the National Football League. Most of them are wearing baseball caps and have clipboards. A couple of them are starting. But, you know, I would throw maybe the Texans in there to back up Osweiler because, look, he's a one-year commodity at this point in time. And again, let's see how that plays out. There's not much else out there. Maybe the Lions, although Orlovsky's been there forever as the backup, and he knows the system. But I think talent-wise, it probably would be a step up. There's not really all that much out there at this point in time. Does Scott Tolzien excite you as far as backing up in Indianapolis? Maybe that would be a fit. But again, they'd have to make the money work. So, you know, that would be a bit of an upgrade. But there's not a hell of a lot of jobs out there, but he certainly did not feel comfortable being a part of the equation out in Los Angeles. And they were at least good enough to give him his release.
I guess one of the other places, and just looking at this quickly, maybe Minnesota. Sean Hill's a solid vet getting up there. I don't know. Just kind of looking at this very quickly, Seattle. Another place, you know, there's a small handful of places that make some sense. I thought your Orlovsky one and Detroit was a good point. But for some reason, the Lions seem to like him. I mean, they seem to like him more than his numbers say that you should. So that's why the two most logical ones that came to my attention were the Chiefs, who have really nobody to back up Alex Smith, and the Cowboys, because of the epic failure that they had last year with the cavalcade of backups to Tony Romo. And I think at this point it'd be fair to call Tony Romo brittle. And with that being the case, one of the failures from last year is back as their backup for this year, and that's Kellen Moore. So in my mind, Dak Prescott, I don't think anybody's going to make the case that he's ready now. No. There's a developmental guy, talented, but developmental guy, not even close, didn't play anything that remotely resembled an NFL offense in college at Mississippi State. So that said, I think if the Cowboys and Jerry Jones are smart, go get him now. Get him in there. Let him get an entire camp under his belt as your backup and have him out on the sideline on opening day with the baseball cap and the clipboard. Say a prayer that Tony Romo doesn't get hurt. But if he does, unlike last year, the season's not over in a wide-open NFC East. And we've talked about it a little bit over the last few days here on this show. You know, it's a wide-open NFC East. The Giants are not great. Even with all the work they did in the offseason, they still have holes. The Redskins are not great. You know, even winning the division, it's a division they won in many ways by default. Somebody had to win it.
Well, they lost Eagles, the best pass rusher.
Right. The Eagles are in a rebuild or reboot mode that's going to take a little time. They've said as much. So if you're the Cowboys, even with your flaws, which we addressed yesterday, a healthy Tony Romo puts you in a position to win this division. if he goes down and you have a Nick Foles, and it, you know, with everything else there on offense, why the heck not? But if he goes down and Kellen Moore goes out there, all is lost. And it's another disappointing year in Cowboy land as the window continues to close on this group.
I'll throw another one out there at you. And it's the coach that he had all his success with. Do you throw him into the mix with San Francisco and send him back to Chip Kelly?
Why not? Not a terrible idea. I mean, really, it's, you know, when you look at what they're doing, it's Blaine Gabbert. Kaepernick's not ready to play yet.
Right.
And I don't know how he feels about being there, and I don't know how they feel about having him there. So that said, not a terrible idea. You know, there's a small handful of places where he could go. I'm a firm believer Denver's not one of them, and I heard many people say Denver as soon as he got released. Not happening. The logical places are those teams in need of that backup, and we named three or four of them. I think the two most desperate, because they don't have a backup that's proven in any way, and they're playoff contending type teams, are Kansas City and the Cowboys, and they need to get on it right away. And I would expect to get Nick Foles to work pretty quickly. So I think that's the way he gets to work quickly. And I have a funny feeling one of those two teams will kind of grab him up here within the next couple of days.
Okay. Yeah, I could see it. I just wouldn't be surprised if it sits a while until injury happens. Which, you know, again, I can understand the logic. I think it's valid. But once the preseason starts, people always go down, and he may have more opportunities at places that he might prefer.
Perhaps. But better have a job than sitting on your couch. So we'll see how it all shakes out. More of the Attack next here on Sports Byline. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Well, we have to listen to it. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And we're going to have a lot of fun for the rest of this hour as well. And we're talking Nick Foles. Yes, that Nick Foles. And any last thoughts on that, my friend?
Not really. You seem to think he sits on his couch and waits for something to happen. I'm of the mindset that he gets an offer pretty quickly from most likely the Cowboys or the Chiefs if they're smart. And he goes in there as the backup quarterback, and teams with playoff aspirations are in situations where if their starter gets hurt, their seasons are not lost.
Yeah, I could definitely see it going in that direction. The only reason why I'm thinking the other way is just the fact that he might be able to get something that maybe he's a little more comfortable with, where he gets an opportunity to be a starter if somebody gets hurt right away. And you know how it goes in preseason. Sometimes it happens early in camp, and we'll find out. But if it goes the way you're thinking, I can certainly understand it.
No, that's really all I have on the Nick Foles situation. If he's forced to be your starter, you know, again, he's another one of those guys. Ryan Fitzpatrick,
Mark Sanchez,
Brian Hoyer, you name it. He's okay. I mean, he had the one big year under Chip Kelly, but, you know, I kind of think that bottom third starter at best is what he is in the NFL. Ideal backup. Your season's not over if you have to play him.
Yeah.
So I think that's where he fits, and pretty much everybody's got their starters. It would need to be a major injury to a starter early in camp. So I think he goes to work as somebody as a backup sooner as opposed to later, much like Brian Hoyer did when he hit the market. I think if he had stuck around, he could have been the Jets starter, and Ryan Fitzpatrick would be on his couch right now playing with his rolls of fat and pulling food out of his beard.
Eating Doritos.
And there you go, pulling Doritos out of his beard.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go next? I mean, I got a couple of things. I got a couple of places we can go, but I'll let you lead today.
Well, you know, I wanted to throw this out there as well. You know, because of the three suspended players, and we were talking Cowboys, and yesterday we talked to Shireen. You know, the Cowboys, it's a drop in the bucket, obviously, but they're going to get a little chunk of change taken out of the wallet for having three suspended players, at least as of now, for part of the 2016 season. And it's on last year's club remittance policy. That's what it's based on. They're formulating the fine schedule. But, you know, league is trying to crack down on who you bring in and have represent your team and the questionable characters that float throughout the league, not just in Dallas, but specifically in this instance with Dallas, is going to cost them a little bit of money.
Yeah, well, the league is... they're very image conscious, and they'll do just about anything to make sure that they look good, as it were. Not be good, but look good. And,
right.
You know, here's something we'll get to in more detail tomorrow. It'll give you a chance to read the article because I don't know that you saw it. And, you know, we're starting to run short on time here. But I think it's something worth getting to tomorrow if there's no obvious story that takes a ton of our attention. Go to our old friend Joe Lemaire from Vocative.com. Got a great article out on the research. NFL youth tackling program doesn't reduce concussions. Remember, there was initially a claim by Heads Up Football that and their proper technique was going to make a noticeable difference in concussions. It had made a difference in concussions. Joe Lemaire has a great article on Vocative.com about their initial claims not being all they're cracked up to be. And I think it's an article that you should find and read, and we'll reconvene on that tomorrow because it all goes into this NFL trying to paint the picture of themselves being something that they're not and finding the Cowboys were having, you know, too many partiers on their roster is part of that, too. It's sending the message, we want you to vet these guys out. We don't want you to take these kind of risks. It makes the league look bad. So we'll slap you on the wrist, and you'll learn your lesson because we are the no-fun league, and we need to look perfect even though we're not, and we really don't want to spend any resources to be anything other than what we are, but we need to make the right look for Madison Avenue and everything else. So I think this article can feed into that a little bit because it talks about the deceit in the numbers that were put out there. It talks about another layer of deceit by the NFL, and it also talks about something that we have talked about a lot, the decline in youth football. So It's a good read. Take a read. We'll reconvene on this tomorrow unless there's some obvious stories that don't allow us to get to it.
I'm sure we will get to it. We always manage to find time, at least usually.
All right. I think it's a great story, and I think it's something worth discussing, and it spotlights our ability to dive into some things that people aren't diving into. And it's a good time to do it with NFL camps just starting to and everybody reporting this week.
Yep. Where else you want to go, brother?
Well, let's go to baseball. It's kind of quiet. It's kind of quiet out there right now. Maybe calm before the storm. Not sure that we're actually going to have a storm, but there are teams out there that are shopping and need help. Jay Bruce hits another home run to only make his case that much better that he's the best slugger on the market, and that should spike his interest as the deadline nears. He hit a couple of home runs against a team that desperately needs outfield help in the Giants and maybe a team that trades for him. You know, with him being under team control next year with a club option of just $12.5 million and the Reds rebuilding, they're not going to exercise the option. And since he would then be a free agent at the end of the year, they're going to trade him, and they're going to try and get some pieces for him. And it looks like they could get some pretty good pieces from a number of teams, be it the Giants, be it the Indians who need outfield help. The Rangers need hitting all over the place. You know, there are a bunch. The Nationals need outfield help. There are a bunch of teams that need outfield help and need bats going into the deadline. And Jay Bruce is having a great year after two injury-beset and really lousy years. He might fetch a handsome haul for the Cincinnati Reds as the trade deadline approaches.
Yeah, well, initially it wasn't a guy that we were talking about in any extreme length, but when I started to look up the numbers and I was looking at the kind of year he was having, and then you followed it up with the fact that he would be under the team control if somebody lands him for another year, he becomes a much more appealing commodity, and you should be able to get a pretty damn good haul for him, as we've talked about, on a Cincinnati Red team that is in need of getting young players and pointing at this team in the right direction, because they're just frankly not very good right now. If you're going to try to impress somebody, Joe, you might as well do it to a team that is perhaps in the market for you. And he certainly was doing that yesterday and has been very impressive the entire season. His power numbers are not lying this year. He is at full health and he is at full strength.
Well, he's always been a good power hitter, and he is that. You know, he's never been a guy that's made great contact. Batting average has not always been great, and he is really a putrid outfielder. You know, so if he goes to an American League team, he'll DH a lot. But you can't stick him in right field and, you know, kind of like Little League, hope they don't hit the ball at him too often, because he really is a lousy defensive outfielder. But he can knock the cover off the ball and drive in runs. And that's a commodity these days in baseball, as not a ton of power out there. That's the realities. You know, and then there's other rumors out there, Matthew LaCroix, and he's rumored to go to a bunch of places. We've talked about all the teams that need bullpen help. Well, here's the problem for all of those teams. All the remaining bullpen help that would really help you is under team control beyond this year, all at very manageable numbers with the way the economics of baseball have changed. And none of these major players right now, as far as the need for bullpen help, are very willing to part with their top prospects. You know, you look at Washington, they've already talked about they're not parting with their top three prospects, the two pitchers and their stud shortstop. The Indians talked about not parting with their top two prospects. Well, guess what? Then teams like the Yankees will just keep Andrew Miller, maybe try again to trade him in the offseason or keep him as they retool in 2017. Teams like the White Sox will then just keep David Robertson. And teams like the Royals will just keep Wade Davis. You're going to have to part with something if you want to get one of those relievers that are under team control for beyond this season and are something more than a rental. They're elite relievers and closers. And this idea that your fourth or fifth best prospect in your chain is going to get any one of them is preposterous. So those teams need to get out of fantasy land. Otherwise, teams more willing to pay the bigger price, like the Rangers and like the Red Sox, may just swoop in and make it, and take them right out from under you.
Possibility. I think you're right about evaluating the value itself of the relievers that are out there. And, you know, again, you got to be willing to pay, and they play, they do this dance right up until the deadline. But as the deadline approaches, and we're literally just talking a couple of days now, the opportunity will be there for the teams who can spend to spend, and we'll see how it plays out. I mean, there are valuable commodities out there. Rangers did a little under-the-radar deal with the Braves on a couple of retread pitchers, and they're hoping—
That was a great deal for them. I mean, the kid they got is a number one draft pick for two guys that they picked up off of waivers in the last 2 months.
Well,
that's a brilliant move.
Yep, that's the direction I was going in. It looks like Atlanta really made a nice little haul here on a number one draft pick and a guy that's got amazing power. And, you know, again, whether or not it translates remains to be seen, but they did it on two guys that they picked up off of waivers. Texas was hoping to catch a little lightning in a bottle, but I thought they overpaid big time.
They gave up a guy who was in the futures game. That's all you need to hear. Jackie Callen joins us next. We're going to talk boxing on the other side. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I can trust Lowe's to help me get the job done. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can receive 5% off at lowesforpros.com or 10% off with your Lowe's business credit card on purchases July 29th through August 7th. Visit lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. Valid 7/29 through 8/7. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. U.S. only.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone's going to hold for a couple minutes here as we're joined by legendary manager and boxing promoter Jackie Callen. There's a huge card on Showtime this Saturday, and she is here to talk about us with us, talk about it with us on the Attack. Good morning, Jackie. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Morning,
nice to have you with us.
How are you?
Doing terrific. How about yourself?
Good. I'm looking forward to that show this weekend. Wow, there's some good matchups.
Well, let's jump right into it. Santa Cruz versus Frampton. Style and hitter. Frampton moving up in weight. And let's give our listeners a little 411 on it.
Well, it's a good matchup because it's always great when you have two undefeated champions fighting each other, because you're getting the best of the best, and in order to be the best, you have to beat the best. So I'm always excited when somebody's going to put their O on the line, and you know, some of those got to go. And both of them are quality fighters, obviously. I mean, Frampton's from Ireland, so we really haven't seen as much of him as we've seen of Santa Cruz. But and both of them, their punching powers is somewhat the same. You know, it's not like one guy's had three knockouts and the other guy's had, you know, 30. They're similar. The noticeable difference is that Frampton is, you know, 11 years younger. So, you know, he's got that youth on his side. On the other hand, Santa Cruz is a couple inches taller, so he's got the reach on his side. And but they both have, you know, impeccable records. They both have belts around their waist. Although, you know, Frampton, as you mentioned, was at Super Bantam, whereas Santa Cruz's belt is at featherweight. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, where the differences come in reach and in experience and in the quality of opponents and things like that.
Well, there's some things. I love both of these fighters, but there's some things that worry me from the styles make fight standpoint in this matchup for Carl Frampton. You mentioned moving up. He had trouble with a bigger fighter in his weight class last time around, second half of the fight, and Scott Quigg on the other side of the pond last time he defended that World Super Bantamweight title. Now he comes against Santa Cruz, who's an active, go-forward, aggressive fighter. Frampton's more of a angles, pot shot kind of guy. He's not nearly as busy. How is he going to deal with Santa Cruz coming forward, who's the bigger guy, when a bigger guy, once he started coming forward, and Scott Quigg gave him trouble the last go-around?
Well, if his trainers are, you know, giving him a good game plan, it would be certainly to box and to move and to stay out of the way, you know, not to get caught in any real, you know, significant exchanges, and to step up your game. I mean, this is the big time. You're in, you know, the biggest fight of your life. It's on Showtime. Everybody in the world's watching. And you have to fight the best fight of your life, and you have to pull out, you know, whatever tools are in your box. If you've got a good uppercut, bring it out. You know, if you, you know, when you've been close, do what you have to do. But basically, box, 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 box. And I think that if he fights a smart fight, a Mayweather kind of a clever fight, that would be to his advantage. I don't think he's going to knock him out. So he has to steal rounds. He has to, you know, stick and move a lot and try to add up points, because this is not the kind of fight where he's probably, I don't see Frampton knocking Santa Cruz out. I could be wrong. He could catch him. But I would be concentrating on boxing more than looking for that one punch.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's throwing up a smokescreen there, but in some of the pre-fight interviews, he seemed to indicate that Santa Cruz has not faced a fighter with his kind of punching power. So if he goes in with that opposite attitude, a distinct possibility he could be in trouble if he tries to do a one-punch knockout.
Well, you know, he may be saying that just psychologically, just the way Mike Tyson beat most guys just psychologically. You know, they were scared before they even got in the ring with him. And I admire fighters that are able to get into the mind of their opponent. But I don't think 14 knockouts out of 22 is, you know, necessarily, you know, a huge amount. I mean, there's, you look at the next fight on the card, and we'll get to that one. Those guys are punchers. There's a big difference. But I think it's great that he's coming at him with a positive attitude, and maybe that's putting a little shadow of doubt in Santa Cruz's mind. And maybe he's actually worked at sitting down more on his punches, and maybe that's something that he's going to show us in this fight, Frampton. So, you know, either way, it's a good matchup. It's a good fight. And I'm happy to see these two guys stepping up to fight each other.
Well, it's always nice to see the best in the world fight each other. But I think you're right. For Carl Frampton to have any real success here, he's going to have to box. As I said, Scott Quigg, who's a good fighter, not in the class of these guys, but a good fighter and a bigger fighter than Carl Frampton, when he started coming forward, gave him trouble. And in Frampton's only appearance on this side of the pond in El Paso, Texas, he was down twice in the first round to an unknown Alejandro Gonzalez Jr., who proved to be a tough fighter. Not a very good fighter, but a tough fighter, and he gave Frampton all he wanted and more. So I'm with you. Angles, pot-shotting, don't get caught up in Santa Cruz coming forward, or it could be a long night for Carl Frampton.
Absolutely. Well, we're in agreement on that one. So let's go to the next one, because that's a good one, too. The super welterweight matchup.
Okay, take it away.
I was actually
going to go to Mikey Garcia, you know, moving up and coming off a two-plus year layoff, you know, moving up two weight divisions and being off for 2.5 years.
That one bothers me a little bit, too, because I probably wouldn't have taken that step as a manager. But, you know, I'm sure his people know exactly what they're doing, and he's a good fighter. And, you know, again, it's, can you rise to the occasion? And, you know, the great fighters rise to the occasion. The good ones give it their best, and the ones that are not as great as we thought are revealed. So these are the fights that show, you know, who's got what. But, like I said, I'm kind of excited about that super welterweight fight between Sergey Rybchenko and Tony Harrison. Harrison's from Detroit. I know him very well. And both the guys only have one loss on their record, and they're both big punchers. Sergey's, you know, knockout ratio is 71%, and Harrison's is 79%. So, obviously, these guys can both punch. They're similar in age, too, because they're both, Harrison's 24, and you know, Rybchenko's 28. So, you know, they're both young guys, and this fight means a lot to both of them, because the win's going to propel him into, you know, a title position. So that fight, I think, is going to be toe-to-toe, and I think they're both going to go after a knockout. And, you know, the interesting part about it is, you know, I mean, Harrison's got a few inches on him, 3 inches, and, you know, a little bit longer reach. But we don't know enough about either one of them, because they haven't been, you know, front and center, especially Harrison. He's got that one loss, but he hasn't been on TV, you know, over and over and over. So I think that's going to be a fun one to watch. I'm really looking forward to that. That's kind of hard for me to pick, because it's kind of an even fight. What do you think about that one?
Well, I mean, the power being what it was, would you be surprised? You know, I guess Harrison's a slight favorite, but, you know, it either way, involving the both of them, just because of the fact they're both power punchers. And this thing is, if this goes the distance, that would be the big surprise coming out of this fight to me, is whether or not it how long it goes, not necessarily who ends up on top of it.
I exactly agree with that, because when you get two guys that can punch like that, you know, someone's going to have to box to stay out of the way. And, you know, it's going to be a question of who's the more clever of the two and stay out of the way of the other, because whoever gets caught with a solid punch is going to go down. And I think there's going to be more than one knockdown during the fight. And I don't think the first knockdown is going to end it, but I think that it's going to be a little back and forth. And I think that's going to be a real good fight. I'm real excited about that one. And before we go, I want to ask you what you guys think about Malignaggi's fight against Gabriel Fracero. What do you think about that one?
You know, it's funny. The problem with Paulie is no power. He's as slick as they come as a boxer, but fighters aren't afraid to walk through that jab and those punches because he can't knock anybody out and doesn't turn on his punches.
True.
And when he fights world-class fighters, that's where he ends up in trouble a lot of times.
Right. Well, he has seven losses, so that illustrates your point. His knockout power is only 17%, but I think they picked this guy very carefully because his knockout ratio is only 19%. So they're about the same as far as their ability to punch. Neither one of them's going to, you know, hurt the other one. This one's not so much about, you know, anything other than it's a neighborhood showdown because they're both from Brooklyn. You know, one guy's younger, 26. Of course, Paulie's 35 already. And I think it's just about neighborhood pride because they know each other and it's hometown battle. And I think that's the catch in the, you know, the gimmick to this fight is that here we got two guys from Brooklyn going toe-to-toe, the young guy coming up at 24-2, you know, and the older guy who's basically an announcer now, you know, going at him, you know, with seven losses under his belt. So we'll see. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point here. And Paulie, what he's going to do, he's going to fight on this undercard match on Showtime Extreme, then barring injury, and neither of these guys can punch through wet Kleenex, so an injury's probably not a factor here. He's going to take a shower, win or lose, and jump up and be one of the analysts at the Showtime table for the three cards on the main telecast on Showtime. So
at this point, I think that's great, though, don't you? I mean, I think that's terrific that he's one of the guys who's been able to create a career for himself out of the ring. And, you know,
he's an incredible announcer. I mean, he does great work with Showtime. I've seen him do pay-per-views for Sky Sports across the pond, so he's constantly working. I don't know how much time he has to train to get ready for a fight like this against not necessarily a world-class fighter, but a rising borderline contender, and I don't think that puts him in a great position to win a bout like this because he doesn't have a puncher's chance because he can't punch.
But I don't think it matters. You know, I don't think that he cares that much anymore. I don't think it's about winning or losing. I think it's fun for him. I think it's, you know, like I said, it's a hometown matchup. And either way, he'll shower, and we'll see him on TV a half hour later. So, you know, I think it's more for the fun of it than anything else. I don't think he has illusions anymore of being, you know, welterweight champion of the world. Now he's 35 years old. And he has a better career announcing. So I think it's for fun for him, and I think that, you know, it's about neighborhood pride. But I'm just excited about the whole card. Can I ask you guys a question? Have you seen that documentary called The Price?
Have not yet.
Okay. If you have a chance to look it up on YouTube, it's about the effect that boxing's had on fighters' brains and, you know, the CTE effect. It's unbelievably brilliant. And when you see some of the fighters on there and they talk about the short-term memory loss, the speech impediments, and the, you know, damage that they suffer now after fighting, it's just, it's a brilliant piece, but it really makes you wonder when too many fights are too many fights. And that's why I worry for guys like Paulie. Why bother anymore? Because that one fight and that one punch could make the difference between the clear-speaking, brilliant young man that you are and slurring your speech and losing the, you know, announcing career you have. You should really look it up. I think it would be a good topic for discussion on your show.
Well, we appreciate it, as always. You know, it's you always bring a lot to the table with your wealth of experience. And what's going on in the world of Jackie Callen right now?
Well, I have a wonderful new prospect. His name is Maquan Williams. He's out of Connecticut. He's 3-0. We're signed with Lou DiBella. He's fighting again September 1st. He's a Puerto Rican, young Puerto Rican fighter. He's born in the U.S., but, you know, he's Puerto Rican. And real cute kid, good-looking. He's only 18 years old. He just turned pro right after his 18th birthday. So he has, you know, an incredible career ahead of him. Very young, very hungry. And I'm very excited about him. DiBella's excited about him. And I think that you know, if everything goes well and he's matched properly, he's got a good shot at going the distance. I'm real excited about him. And I'm also doing these black tie MMA events with a former MMA fighter named Steve Orozco. And we've done three so far. We're doing our fourth in September, and it's a black tie event. You dress like you're going to the Oscars, and after dinner we have the cages right in the center of the ballroom, and we have MMA fights. And the last one we honored Freddie Roach, and it was a wonderful event. And this one we're honoring James Lights Out Tony. No surprise there. And it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, and that's what I do when I'm not doing boxing. I switch over and do the MMA.
Well, Jackie, we appreciate the couple minutes. We'll have you back not too far down the line. Take good care.
Anytime. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Jackie Callen, Joe.
She's the best, Bob. She said something very interesting. I wanted to get into it more. She steered away from it. Mikey Garcia, 2.5 years off, moving up two weight classes, 10 pounds, said she didn't know if she'd take this fight. Managerial issues have been one of the reasons he's been out of the ring. He's a terrific fighter. I'd like to have explored that more with her, but time doesn't always permit. We'll tie a bow around it and take you home next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Let's thank our guests, Jackie Callen and Will Gray, for coming on board today. Joe, leaderboard with the PGA. Jimmy Walker on top. Brian Stewart, Harris English, Ricky Fowler at 2 under, Paul Casey, and Zach sitting there at one under par with Jason Day.
Well, that's it. A lot of golf ahead of us. Should be a fun one. It was a great show. We thank our guests. We thank Robert. We thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there for all the great programming on Sports Byline. Till tomorrow when we wrap up the week, I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Good day, all.